Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s. Yeah. Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. Rise
Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige with you, and we begin with the discussion about the airline industry. And, you know, the pandemic has been one of the big factors that's made it difficult because a lot of people during the pandemic were laid off. So when borders open, they have to staff the airports. So now Qantas has a problem. They don't have enough people working there, so they're asking their executives to work as baggage handlers for 3 months.
Ain't gonna do that.
No, or if they are, it's for like undercover boss or something. They're getting something out of it. It's not just a thing.
You know, if they changed the pilot age back, they were gonna roll that back.
What is it now?
Well, they all, I think it was 65 was the limit.
Oh, they're raising a couple years, something.
Yeah.
Right?
And they lost a lot of pilots just due to age.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you know, we can still fly, but, you know, we just aged out.
And there's some other jobs they should do that with.
I think Lindsey Graham and Mayor Pete wanted to make them, you know, roll that back.
You just said one of them.
So here's some of the problems in Australia that they're facing, like the high levels of winter flu and the COVID spike across the community right now. And then compounded by the labor shortage. So now they're asking managers and executives to step up and work as baggage handlers for 3 or 5 days a week in shifts either 4 or 6 hours a day.
That's dumb. I wouldn't do that.
If you're an executive?
Oh, yeah.
But you have to be, you have to be able to move suitcases fast. I mean, you can't be slow and a pokey. You have to.
I got arthritis.
You have to lift, I guess they're like 50 to 70 pounds.
They're not trying to hold these people to a standard. They're just having them do something.
I see all these bags everywhere on the news footage.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't flown a whole lot. Do they not let you just go see what's yours? Like pick it out?
Yeah, I mean, you go by the terminal and get your bags.
Well, these are all out on the floor.
You go by the belt that's going around the way. But yeah, I mean, a lot of bags get unloaded off that for whatever reason.
They're selling a crap load of them things we talked about. People are buying them for their luggage.
Mm-hmm.
Suitcases?
The Apple whatever.
The AirTags.
AirTags.
Samsonite.
So because of the labor shortage, even airports in the UK, they've had staff shortages. So now airlines are even thinking of suspending ticket sales for certain routes. So if you see flights that are canceled, that could be a problem. They don't have enough people flying and working.
When I go to Daytona by myself, it's so funny. I'm flying out of Asheville because Greenville doesn't fly to Daytona, but Asheville does.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that one.
Yeah.
Is it for NASCAR drivers? Is that what it's for?
It don't make sense.
It doesn't.
How you going to go up and fly back down? You already was.
You know why? Because it's stupid.
Exactly right.
They should fly once they leave Asheville, drop in here, let me bounce on, then boom.
Yeah.
Done.
I'll tell you this. They fired 1,600 baggage handlers during COVID lockdown and then outsourced that work to contractors, which drives your price up, even though they don't have to pay them. You know, they don't have to give them the same benefits package if it's contractors, obviously.
See, that's another thing that a lot of people are wising up on is unions and you know, like you're seeing at Starbucks big time. Chipotle's doing it where people are like banding together and saying, you know what? if we all leave, then what they going to do?
Yep.
Well, Starbucks said, well, we'll close that location.
Well, we'll close the store entirely. There's another one to block over.
Yeah. You're not going to get that's like saying, well, we're going to walk out of Walmart. We'll get them good.
Yeah.
Well, they'll turn it to a Fred's. Yeah. Big deal.
And yeah, even if you're paid $20 an hour to work there, you're working a lot.
So. That 20, look, yeah. It's the silliest thing in the world to hear people try to argue inflation and recession. I used to bag groceries, clean tables, nothing's beneath me. But if people that are working at Walmart are getting paid $20, they're going to pass that on to you via the prices.
Yeah, they are, because they're not going to cut executive pay anywhere.
No.
The executives are going to clean up, make tons and tons of money and bonuses and all kind of stuff.
It's like when people celebrate when so-and-so sues the police force in their city and wins. And then the city's got to pay the family $9 million.
Oh, yeah.
Let's celebrate that. They're not paying Dick. You are.
Yeah.
I ain't.
I was pointing this four back at me when I pointed at you.
For an example of what we're talking about, Qantas executives take multi-million dollar bonuses after being gifted $2 billion from taxpayers in Australia.
See?
They got $2 billion bailout from the government in Australia, and the executives took multi-million dollar bonuses.
God bless, man. Yeah.
Well, they've lost their number one rating, so...
Plus, imagine being a baggage handler and the executive shows up next to you and you work in circles around him for like 2% of what he's making. I'd quit right then on the spot.
Oh, yeah.
I either want his money or I'm not working here anymore.
Mm-mm.
Could you give me a raise? Oh, yeah. As soon as I get out of here, I'll give you a raise.
Yeah.
Does the shaking hand motion when he turns around.
Eyes rolling back.
Yeah. You know, in some aspects, it's good if your boss is actually doing your job and knows how it runs with the baggage handlers.
But not if it's a PR move.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know how they can legally sell you a ticket, take your money, and then not put you on a plane. They could really not put you on one. And they're not even guaranteed to give you the money back. They say, yeah, we'll bump you. Heard about a lady flying somewhere that wanted to put her minor kids on a separate flight on a different day.
I was.
Good God, really?
Yeah.
I was flying in New York, and the flight was canceled, so they had to shuttle me to another town. There was no flights to get there, and I'm like, well, what do I do? Turn around, go back home?
Where'd you go?
I went from Elmira to Ithaca, New York, and there was no flights from Elmira to Ithaca, so I had to take a shuttle with strangers. It was interesting. Anyways... So let's talk about The Walking Dead. The final season airs this fall, season 11.
God.
But there's a twist after that. Some Walking Dead fans may really love this one.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready, ladies? Daryl's Walking Dead spinoff will take place in France.
See, the network, AMC, is trying so hard to kill it, but y'all won't let it die.
No.
They're trying like hell to kill this thing.
I saw a preview for one last night. It had Olivia Munn in it and some other
That's
people.
The one I was talking about the other day where they're taking some of the best episodes and they're bringing in real-life celebrities and seeing how they would react if it really was a zombie attack.
But here's the deal.
I'm like the Qantas guy. Whatever.
It is unclear how Daryl will get there in a post apocalyptic universe.
He's going to make a barge out of dead bodies.
Maybe he can get a plane. We don't know that. But he is going to Europe.
Well, those fans have said for a decade that if they kill him off, they will riot. Remember them shirts?
Oh, yeah.
Daryl dies, we riot.
So as far as his counterpart, Melissa...
You take Carl's eye, we're going to be pissed.
Melissa McBride Carroll, the other badass, she dropped out of the series earlier this year, but I'm not certain if she's going to be on the next one.
What about Herschel? Is he still on there? I liked him.
I'm not sure.
The old dude.
I've not seen a single one.
I watched two seasons and I quit when they went to jail or whatever.
I know it's hard to like turn down the money and whatnot, but I bet Norman Reedus hopes it ends eventually so he can stop walking around looking like he does meth. he's been sporting that look for like a decade now. It's been a long time.
He kind of looks like Yoko Ono with like a bohemian kind of Harley look.
I just think he's it. He's hot.
You think they end Walking Dead and he's like, well, I guess I can do another Boondock Saints. And they're like, buddy, we ain't going to write another one.
What if I take him to France, though, guys? Boondock Saints go to France.
Yeah.
That's one of those things where they're like, come on, Daryl, do it. Do another one, Norman. Do another one. It's like, listen, I want to spend the summer in France with my wife. Okay, perfect. That's what we'll do then. You stay in Paris, go to the Eiffel Tower, go eat your croissant, and then at night we'll film.
I want to see French zombies. That's going to be great.
We are being so polite to you right now. You think we stink in real life, you smell us in death. You know, with the Pepe Le Pew.
Ça va, je suis your blood.
So he finds himself having to reinvent himself again and again.
He's Norman Reedus is a handsome dude, but you got to really look through the Daryl look, even when he's on a red carpet somewhere, to see that he's a nice looking man underneath the meth look of Daryl.
I like the fact that he doesn't talk too much and he's just kind of a cool dude on a motorcycle and he kills zombies. So don't have anything bad to say about him.
What was the video game where there was a chapter of it or a scene? It was a shooter where you start shooting zombie Nazis.
Man, there's been several of those.
There has?
One of them was a Call of Duty thing, I think. There's been movies like Dead Snow was movies about that. I'm trying to remember.
It was like an antebellum looking mansion, and all of a sudden Nazi zombies came out, and I'm like, God, this is scary. Man.
Is it maybe one of the Wolfenstein games?
Yeah, man.
Wolfenstein had a lot of that stuff going on.
It was one of those. It was back in the day when you could rent them.
Oh, was it Antebellum Doom?
I don't think so.
Walks around in those big racist houses, mansions, and
with the big musket. He's like, "Give me 5 minutes. I'm gonna shoot you."
All right. Well, the final eight episodes.
Sniper Elite, Nazis Army, Nazi Zombie Army.
Well, no, it wasn't that strong.
Yeah, it's Zombie Army Trilogy.
I would have got carded for that one.
There's been
it's
a
hard
lot.
To say.
There's a Sniper Elite, Nazi Zombie Army 2.
I can't say the S word on the radio, but they can make literal Nazi zombie video.
Plethora Zombie Army 2.
God, as long as you can make money off tragedy, they're fine with it.
Devil's right on blood.
Yeah, there's been some of the Call of Duties with the zombies, rather.
That's probably what it was, because there's other ones I'd never heard of before.
All right. Everybody who loves Daryl, the final eight episodes of The Walking Dead premieres on October 2nd, so we don't have that far to wait. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
I'd rather watch a show called The Walking Daryl.
That'd be great. I'd watch it.
Great.
This week, he runs into Forrest Gump.
He does.
I was running, and Daryl was walking.
That's a zombie.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Paige.
You're going to say thank you, Daryl. That would be great.
Thank you, Daryl. No, he was the one that was $200 when we went to that convention.
Oh, yeah.
I only paid $100 to meet Carl for my child.
It was a Carl Reiner.
Carl's not coming back as far as I know.
Well... He should have went when we did. We could have taken a picture with him.
Carl's taking a break. We got Meathead's daddy to fill in for the picture.
Man, at that point, I mean, that was how long? You remember when that? What year that was?
She said 11, 12 years, right? When I met him.
Yeah, when you met Carl,
it was Walker Stalker Con, and that was the one we had just had Kane Hodder on the show.
Okay,
I saw him down there. He gave me the hockey mask, and that's not a sexual favor.
Oh.
That sounds kinky.
You know, the Jason mask.
Yeah.
He signed it.
So he paid $100 to meet a child.
I did it for my kid.
I know you did.
I paid $100 for my child to meet another child.
I know you did. It's just funny to say that you paid the money to meet a child. That's funny to say. I got to say.
Well, she cut grass all summer. I did that too.
Yeah,
all right, we'll take a break. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. We're still going to get to your emails and reactions and all the tweets and stuff about yesterday's, it was yesterday. The whole, hey, I'm dating my fifth cousin, is that bad kind of thing. More Rise Guys right after.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This. Good morning.
I think Leather was like the younger, more feminine one, and Pinky was the more hardcore one that would beat you in a fight.
And that was the one who dated Fonzie, though.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he liked her. It was one of them he didn't like.
I can't remember
which one.
No, Happy Days show I ain't watched in a long, 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 long time. Like, since I was a kid, really.
Well.
I don't remember that much about it.
That's why we call you Mr. C.
That's why.
Did you forget Epstein was a sweat hog? Just saying.
What do you mean?
I mean, there was a sweat hog named Epstein.
Really?
Did you remember that?
No.
You know, one of the T-Birds from Greece was named Duty.
Oh, God. I think I heard that. Yeah.
How'd they spell it?
D-U-T-Y? D-O-O-D-Y.
Good God.
Duty.
Duty.
Oh, they didn't spell it like Brian.
God bless, man. It's weird back then. Some of your nicknames, like just they stuck forever. Like, if they called you, like, Dookie when you were a kid, it's like, oh, that was my grandpa, James Clements Dookie, yeah. Washington. Oh, no. It'd be in his obituary.
Dookie hey, lives.
Why'd they call him Dookie? Well, funny story. He crapped his pants at his wedding. So it stopped.
It started in his diapers.
Oh, old Dookie. Rest in peace.
Must have left it there a while.
This is for Olivia Newton. You got another rejoin today, don't you, Jimmy?
I do.
I hope you use it for good.
I use it for something I think is good.
I was thinking about another Olivia Newton song. I was like, oh, man.
I did not use that today.
You son of a gun.
I thought about it. I didn't use
it. It was a fun movie, too. It'd get canceled nowadays because of some of the things in it.
I wanted to include as much Rizzo and Frenchie as possible. And Marty Maraschino, too.
Maraschino.
Like the cherry. That's when the American Bandstand host was flirting with her.
You guys need to STFU about Walking Dead. Clearly, none of you watched the show. Well, that's kind of what we're explaining.
Yeah, it is.
We didn't really watch it. Now, my daughter did, and a lot of her friends did, and it was all, you know, all the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, if Carl had been a little fat kid from, like, the one from Sandlot, they wouldn't have wanted to go
to
meet
him. He
would
have died.
Wow, Paige. Way to talk about morbidly obese kids.
He would have died early.
Not true. Although running would have been part of the problem.
I never got a recommendation to say watch it. Nobody I knew said it was good.
You're crazy.
Walking Dead, yeah.
Well, it was one of those things where you said if you didn't watch it, people gasped. God, dog. How do you say that in past tense? Gasped?
No.
Say it.
Gasped.
I think my impediment's coming back.
Gasped.
Gasps. What was the one I was having a hard time with yesterday?
Gaped. I believe it's one you had a hard time saying.
Well, I always have a hard time with that one, I tell you what.
Oh, Roger Federer had a birthday. Roger Federer.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't sound real.
One of the greats. Man, I got something we can get into. We might not have time to finish it before we have to go to break, though.
All right.
Unless you want to keep talking about Walking Dead for 7-8 minutes.
No.
Okay.
No, I think it's... It's popped.
Yeah. We don't want to beat that dead horse because it's getting beat pretty good with more spinoffs still. No, the thing is that, you know, there's some people who are into Stranger Things, like big Stranger Things fans who are now trying to cancel Metallica because they never knew Metallica existed until they had a song on Stranger Things this past season.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought they did some kind of special thing where they brought the kid up at one of their concerts.
Oh, yeah, they jammed with him or something, yeah. The guy who plays Eddie.
Is that the... I only know one kid.
He's an older high school kid.
I know 11.
35 in reality.
And then I know the you know, let's call him a little chubbier kid. The
Dusty
one
Bun.
Paige was making fun of earlier.
I haven't watched it, but I know that from...
I don't think he has eyeballs.
Seeing stuff on the internet, the character's Eddie Munson, and they jammed with the actor Joseph Quinn, who is, in fact, a 29-year-old playing a high school student. He's not 35.
Coming up next year on True TV and Practical Zombies.
He's also British, not even from Indiana. But yeah, they there's people who want to cancel Metallica because you know what it's like, man, on TikTok is people just do deep dives into stuff that they previously hadn't ever thought about in their lives and don't matter to them.
Speaking of that, a brand new Matt Man's Conspiracy Mystery is coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
We'll get the bottom of an iceberg.
Oh, really?
The Ellenberg iceberg.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I'm just kidding.
That's a big iceberg.
It's huge. Talk about it. There's all kind of polar bears on that one.
That'd be great.
Why? Okay, so what?
It's melting right now.
What did they have issues with? Did they find out what some of the lyrics mean, or did they hear that one song that's real short where they cuss a lot? Or?
I don't think they ever heard "So What," the cover. I don't think they got that far into it before they decided to cancel them. They said there's a video clip that ends very abruptly that they shared, and it's a YouTube clip, but it ends so abruptly that you can't really take too much from it because of the way it ends immediately like that. But Jason Newsted kind of throws a hand out in a way that'll get you fired from a job if you take a picture like that. But it just stops, and it doesn't show what he does from there or what.
He's not even with the band.
He hasn't been with the band in like 20 years.
I was going to say, what did Trujillo do now?
But... Nothing. They're anti-basketball jerseys on bass players.
He loves them.
Well,
can't cancel him. He's a caveman.
You can't go see Korn perform ever either.
Yeah. Let's see. Let me find the rest of the thing I was reading about it. Yeah, I had the page open. I closed it, so I screwed that up. Now I got to scroll through a million tweets.
Well, since we're not video streaming, imagine that you remember... That's about to make an awful joke. I was about to say, how do we know Babe Ruth was really calling his shot?
All right, he just pointed to the bar.
Yeah. Now, okay,
he was hiling the outfield.
They have the Jason Newsted thing from when he was in the band. It looked like early 90s to me or late 80s one. He hadn't been in the band too long. They were young in that video. There's also something where they seem to make fun of the death of Kurt Cobain by doing something like stimulating, sticking needles in their arms. Even though he didn't overdose.
Do that.
And Axl Rose one time said that Hetfield wouldn't allow Ice-T and Body Count on that tour they did in the early 90s with GNR where Hetfield got burned in Toronto. So he's apparently – Axl Rose, who is a reliable source, as you know, very reliable, that Axl Rose.
Old W.
Yeah, so Axl W, W. Axel. I got him backwards. So he said that, and people think Hetfield kept him off out of racism because of something Axl Rose said on MTV News in 1995.
Oh, good God.
Dang. Yeah. Yeah.
This goes back to the thing we were saying yesterday, like Pete Rose with the way he was talking, and it's like I said, man, I'm so glad my grandpa never got famous. It was ever around a live mic the last...
I'll tell you one thing. If you don't cancel anything, cancel the eyebrows on the chick leading this thing.
Good God.
Or the eyelashes.
Seems like she'd be in a Rob Zombie video.
That's how they painted the drag cars in Greece. She just ran out of orange and yellow.
So I thought they canceled them because of being fake fans and everything and trying to, like, capitalize on the whole thing. But James Hetfield said that his kids watched the show.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people do. The video that was posted is also captioned. I find it interesting that they only cared about gatekeeping in their fandom when they started getting big again from Stranger Things. See, before they were on Stranger Things, in February this year, they played two nights in Las Vegas at Allegiant Stadium where the Raiders play.
Mm-hmm.
Both shows, 40,000 people, which was all the allotted tickets they had available, 40,000, for $14 million gate on both nights.
That's where the Raiders play.
Yeah.
Death Star.
Yeah, so, I mean, they sell out football stadiums.
Where did the players play?
And make about $7 million a night just on ticket sales alone when they play. So, they're pretty big. They're honestly the closest thing we got right now to, like, the Rolling Stones during, like, Bridges to Babylon era. That's Metallica's that level, man. They're the biggest thing we got.
Well, that's a good CD, too.
The internet's got it's good and it's bad.
Oh, it does.
It's got, like, you know, we're talking about people educating themselves about, you know, their value and income and things like that.
Yeah.
But then you get to this stuff where you got a bunch of people who are just sitting around with this technology and they're just looking. And they're not even necessarily looking to make a step forward in a certain social situation. They're doing it for the likes.
Yeah, they are.
And the views and all that stuff. It's the same thing that all the Peacock and the Viacom, they all do that. Oh, this awful tragedy just happened. 44 people were gunned down. A three-hour special this week. You notice those are never commercial-free.
Yeah.
Because they can sell a lot of commercials.
Yeah.
Telling you about that tragedy.
So, yeah, I'd say that the people like that person who's Serena Trueblood on TikTok, if you want to look her up, who said Metallica getting big again from Stranger Things while they've been selling 40,000 tickets every time they play a show and making $7 million a night before merch even counts in. I mean, it's not that they weren't big. It's that you never heard of the Rolling Stones of the modern day. Hmm. Like, somehow you've had your head so far down in a hole, probably your own, that...
How's Allison Chains?
Yeah. I mean, you've buried so far in the damn sand that you didn't know a band that's on the level of the late 90s Rolling Stones right now.
You better not step foot at Greenville Comic Con this year. Right. You're gonna be
speared,
bludgeoned to death. I agree with that though.
Yeah.
I mean, I especially agree with Metallica being where they are, but there's still the people that hate on Metallica because of Napster and all that stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But if you pull yourself out of that and look at it for what it was, you're like, God bless. I mean, there was people making money off of them, but they were not making any of the money, and that causes a lot of resentment.
Yeah, man. And I mean, who's a bigger rock band in the world? There ain't one. There ain't anybody even close right now.
Plus, they were making it hard to get tickets, too.
But the closest thing you got is what's left of the Rolling Stones, who are pushing 80.
Doing the rooster.
Who was it? We got to go to break. All right, we'll finish this up. If you want to jump in on it, 1-800-774-0093. You want to go debate 9? Not like that. anything you want to jump in on, 1-800-774-0093. Did I say it twice? Because I normally try to.
I think you did. I think you hit it twice.
1-800-774-0093?
Yeah, 1-800-774-0093. That's
okay.
What you said.
That was four then.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Morning, everybody. It's great. Oh, hey. Glad I didn't say one of Fat Boy's favorite dirty words. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning. Live microphone.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, there's a inner battle of statistics going on right now in the studio. Mm-hmm. About and it's a solid point to 9's point. Who is a bigger rock band? Okay, say it how you said it.
Who's a bigger rock band currently than Metallica, or except maybe the Rolling Stones still, even though they're 80 years old?
You're saying one you would still go see in concert kind of stuff.
Well, not just one you'd go see, but one that can actually sell out a football stadium when they play. I mean, in my mind, the only people who can really sell out football stadiums pretty much anywhere in America are Metallica, George Strait, and Rolling Stones, man.
Yeah, not even Girth. He couldn't. He didn't sell that one out.
No, neither Knight was sold out when he was in Charlotte recently.
Papered. I know somebody, a mutual friend. Forget it. I know it was papered. Good bit of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Billy Joel, too, up there.
But that's also not a fun experience for a concert. I think that's where we can all unionize concert going and say, no more outdoor stadium shows. The acoustics suck.
It's too big. Nobody can see you.
Even if you...
500 people who got a good view, nobody else can see anything, and they paid a ton of money for those bad seats.
And if you pay up and get one of those 500 seats up close to actually see it, try going to the bathroom. Because there was one time when I had good seats, just as close as you are to the stage, you're that much farther from the bathroom. And I had tacos that night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, scrimp tacos, fish. Or what was in the taco shell?
Oh, okay. Cheese and meat only. Okay. Yeah.
Ooh, it might have been nacho cheese, though.
Oh. That was mine.
nacho cheese.
I'm going to say the stage for this Red Hot Chili Peppers show I'm looking at is around the 10-yard line. Now, you can sit in the opposite end zone for $175 a piece.
God.
But you're going to be sitting 90 yards from the stage.
You know what? It's because they have to pay the people that work concession stands $20 an hour now and the parking attendants $31 an hour now. Yeah. I'm telling you, that's where all the... Because... Yeah, like I was sitting there eating some tater chips the other night.
Oh, yeah.
Tater chips. And I'm looking at it, and I started reading the statistic or the label, you know, ingredients and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Mainly because it was a commercial on TV. And I flip it over, and it said $4.99. And I'm like,
how much it cost?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, first of all, fat ass, start looking at the prices before you stick it in the buggy. Secondly, I was like, what happened to 99 cent potato chips? How did it go from 99 cent to $4.99? I don't.
You want to know some texts we're getting about huge rock bands? Some of these bands are massive.
Blues Traveler?
Muse, huge worldwide. They are huge worldwide, but they don't do like Metallica attendance numbers when they play. A couple people said Kiss. One person said Kiss can sell it anywhere. They can sell it anywhere because they ain't playing football stadiums. They know what they can sell. They play those places. They could sell a football stadium.
Yeah, there's a lot of those bands that will still sell out, but they play the smaller auditoriums,
yeah,
casinos.
A couple people said U2, but I mean they ain't played anywhere since 2019 that I can find. They were huge, but I think their ticket sales be cut in half because half their fans still wearing COVID masks wouldn't go to a crowd.
Yeah, but still of all
half the
time.
Band is too. Oh, they're huge all time. Yeah.
Yeah.
People said the Eagles. Eagles, I mean, they don't play football stadiums. Maybe it's an acoustics thing, but I think anybody who can play football stadiums probably does play football stadiums.
Yeah, Eagles
play sold-out arenas every night. They want to, though. They show up, it sells out.
The Eagles suckers are tarped off, man. You're like, that's kind of odd.
Yeah.
Like, I hope you fill it up because
these
tarps are pretty much three-quarters the way around, it seems. Like, you know, I saw U2 at TD Garden. It's a huge arena.
But watch your mouth.
Even the tarps were, you know, kind of... weird there.
Well, they had it tarped off in TD Garden for you,
too? Yeah, a little like the back of it and then up a little.
Are they in the round or then just regular stage?
Well, kind of. I mean, it goes out.
I thought you were talking about unsold seats. I didn't think they'd have those in Boston for an Irish band.
Yeah, it was kind of around the back end.
Okay. But it was pretty much full house where the seats were available?
Yeah.
Okay, it should be.
See, now several people are saying Foo Fighters. I don't even think prior to Taylor Hawkins you couldn't say that. They were well on their way.
That baseball stadium when we went to see them in Atlanta.
No.
And it was not the capacity it used to be. I mean, they sold maybe 20,000 in that college football / former Braves stadium. Maybe 25,000. It was a big crowd. They should be proud of it. They made a lot of money that night. But let's see. Iron Maiden, yeah, they're huge everywhere but here.
Arn! Is that where you saw Jericho at Foo Fighters? That was Metallica, wasn't it? It was something else.
Jericho?
I thought you saw Jericho at Foo Fighters.
No. Went with Murr.
Yeah.
That's from Jokers. Saw Jericho was at Birthday Bash.
Oh, okay. Then Mur-a-Lago. His house got raided last night.
No.
I got them all mixed up.
You're thinking of Hunter Biden's house.
Yeah. Yeah. You are. Everybody's house going to get raided eventually, man.
You won't find a toothbrush in that house. Okay? Yeah.
Somebody texted in Floyd. I don't know when the last time they played a show.
Oh, I was saying Mayweather.
McKinney? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, they brought in over $457 million on their Pop Mart tour.
Well, geez, I was in college then.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, that was you too. Sorry.
2 week
yeah,
tour.
That wasn't Floyd. Pop Mart was you too.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That was at Death Valley. Dude, I saw Pink Floyd and Rolling Stones at Death Valley in Clemson.
You didn't see Eagles?
No.
You know, they're bringing in some big acts. I don't know why that stopped.
No. None of my friends wanted to go to that one. And I got the latter one, the Pink Floyd ones, for free.
Oh, Rage Against the Machine was on one of those shows. I can't remember which one. They were there, too.
It wasn't Rolling Stones. It wasn't Pink Floyd, either.
God, it might have been
it
you,
It was
too.
A girl that opened up for... Might have been Belinda Carlisle or somebody like that.
You didn't have 60-year-old friends that wanted to go see Eagles?
No. No.
Hey, little man, let's go.
Conway was already going to be with Jesus in Valhalla at that point.
Yeah. Oh, somebody, probably the best answer somebody got from the Charlotte area, that K-pop BS, they called it. That, yeah, man, that's where people were traveling all over the country to go follow those bands around. They'd sell at Madison Square Garden for like 10 days in a row.
People love them.
It's not for me to get. I understand it. That's a situation I heard about from our big boss like 8 years ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Him. We had that conversation with him where he said he had a kid who was doing that very thing.
I was like, what is he? He's like, he tried to explain it. And I was like, well, that's got to be one of those underground things. I've never heard of that. And then now it's like $1 billion band.
Yeah. It's like B2K.
I mean, you have to be a huge band to sell out an arena to 10,000 people. If you sell 10,000 tickets a night, you're a huge, successful, wealthy, multimillionaire rock band. All of you.
So that's when you kind of got to look at what, like, WWE does and say, good God, man. Yeah. Like, for real. I mean, maybe not the house shows, certainly, or even Raw and SmackDown, but, like, the one that SummerSlam, like, 44,000 people.
Yeah.
And that's more than the freaking Cowboys would have. They said it broke one of the Cowboy records.
That was in Nashville or the Titans Stadium.
Okay, yes. I'm thinking of Mania.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, Mania.
Titans Stadium. They beat
both nights of Mania were both together.
That's got to suck to be the football team that plays there every week and a bunch of wrestlers come in and more people come see that than come see you.
I don't know how accurate that is.
I'd be pissed.
Yeah, man.
Well, you blame Michael Cole.
they pack out Cowboy games.
Michael said that.
I'll tell you, though, if they're trying to cancel Metallica now, just wait until they find out about Pantera's existence. Where do they see those album covers and those pictures of those guys and stuff they used to wear back in the day?
You can't wear that shirt to school. Got to turn it inside out.
Yeah.
It's got a pot leaf on it.
I don't think he's talking about those.
No, I'm not talking about those.
There are other ones. There are like some of this on it.
No.
Like I don't remember any other ones.
So that isn't near as offensive as some of the stuff that they used back then is now.
Some of the stuff that is considered... Days gone. You wear your X, I'll wear mine. You remember that?
Yeah, they wore a lot of those back in the day.
You guys grew up wild.
A lot of metal bands did back in the day.
Listen.
You ain't bringing that in this house. You're going to sneak it past me. Oh, your Panera CD. You ain't bringing
that. Panera.
I was thinking about the album art the other day. That was the weirdest thing. It's like the symbolism and symbology that... Mom, I think she got it from church and stuff. Of like looking at the album art and thinking, like, what is it trying to say to my son? But she wouldn't listen to the music. She would just look at the album art. And I was thinking about Dee Snider, how he was speaking out against LBTG, the TQ plus. And if I missed one out, I'm sorry. I Google. God, hold on, I have it right here. My mom has it now where I can text pictures to her, his damn guitar. Michael P.S. Hayes won't be able to be on Stranger Things.
No, he painted his whole face up like it.
So I Googled and it was Twisted Sister, Stay Hungry. And she took the album art from me and it was Dee Snider, who is, again, now very anti-alternate lifestyle stuff.
Oh, he's very pro.
Or pro.
Yeah.
And he's in drag right there. But... like, that right there scared my mom, and she took the album.
Yeah. Get it out of here. I want your Misfits CD, too.
Yeah, that Dee Snider thing was funny because he you know, there was, what, was it the Republican candidate for governor in Arizona, one of them? Tory Lake or whoever it is, somebody in Arizona, a politician. Anyway,
I can't vote anymore.
Why would you take a song called "We're Not Going to Take It" performed by transvestites? Oh,
yeah. That's what it was.
In full makeup, as something that agrees with anything you say in your platform, because clearly is from the other side.
Yeah, and he's clearly anti-vegan.
Oh yeah,
holding that big old meaty bone up there.
Well,
it was in animals.
It was.
Well, you know, a dead one.
Oh, I'm sure Sweet Stan Lane's kids gonna have something to say about it now too.
Oh, he's very vocal in there as well. Yeah, yeah, there's some of them like that. All right, we're going to take us a break. 1-800-774-0093.
1-800-774-0093. P1, feed your need for TRG at theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.